Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. What's the best way to have a conversation with your parents about their money situation? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. It's a tough conversation to have. Parents are often reluctant. The reality is that most everyone's reluctant to talk about money, so why should our elders be any different? Adult children, we're reluctant to bring up the subject. I don't want my parents to think we're counting the inheritance before they're gone, 55-year-old Olivia, the eldest of four adult children, told me. We don't want their money. We're all doing okay for ourselves. We just need to know what preparations they've made and how to help their golden years be just that. It really is hard to face the fact that our parents, the people who took care of us, are getting old and may need assistance in decision-making and caring for themselves. Discussing money with aging parents can be difficult, and when they push back about the forward progress you're trying to make on their behalf, what's an adult kid to do? Delaying the conversation about their estate planning and retirement really isn't the answer. Perhaps the best way to get them to show you their money is to show your hand. I broached the subject with my parents by telling them I was getting all of my important personal papers updated and that I might need some help from them regarding dates, childhood illnesses, family health history, and so forth. I first assured them that I was very healthy, that there were no health issues causing me to prepare my will. But since I had moved, I wanted to make sure all my legal papers were in order. They were immediately engaged because they perceived it to be about me and for me. And that was the first of many incremental chats that ultimately became conversations about their health, their money, and their end-of-life issues. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.